Good evening. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening. This is Nkemde Lomokonja speaking live on the Okonja radio station. Welcome back to another episode. You guys, it's episode 14. Or should I say season 14? Guys, like I said, we've come a long way. We've actually come a long way. Oh my gosh. Guys, you know, like as in by episode 15, we're going to be doing the anniversary. I hope you guys are ready for our 2-year anniversary of the Okonja radio station. Yeah. But anyway, let's get into it. What do I usually ask you first? As usual, how was your day? Oh my goodness, how was the weather, guys? How was the weather? What was the weather making you do? Like, as in, side eye, major side eye to some people. What was the weather making you do? Oh my goodness, was it sunny, rainy, cloudy, windy, blue skies, mix of two, mix of three? You know, was it foggy, was it smoggy? Guys, I haven't gone out in some time, so bear with me. But how was the weather for you guys? You guys know I always like gist. So email me, please. Or send in voice notes. Do you not love voice notes? Like, I love listening to you guys' pretty voices. Come on, talk to me. No, I mean it. I genuinely mean it. Please talk to me. Oh my gosh, I'm so lonely. I'm actually not lonely, guys. But, you know, I do appreciate you guys talking to me. But then, how was the weather? What's the weather looking like for you? You know, it's getting into summer in the UK, so I hope you guys are loving it, you know. And my Nigerian friends, I hope you guys are bearing with the heat. I can't even lie, because all the things I have heard, my days, man, it's been it has been a lot. So yeah, I hope the weather was good for you guys, you know. And I hope if the rain fell, I hope it didn't do too much to you. You know, I hope it didn't spoil your shoes. I hope it didn't make you feel sad, you know. And also, as I said, giving side eye to some serious people, because I'm not even going to mention this on my show, because, like, well, family friendly show. Anyway, what did you guys do today? You know, did you go out? Did you stay home? Did you eat your favorite food? Did you cook? You know, did you guys go on TikTok for a while? Did you go say hello to some family members? Did you help some people with stuff? Also, did you revise? All of us that have exams, have you been revising? Oh my goodness, did you revise? Please remember to check your books, okay? We're having exams soon enough. So, ladies and gentlemen, please do remember to hit the books, okay? Very seriously. Not just hit the books as per, oh my gosh, yeah. No, hit the books very seriously, guys, please. Thank you. And, what did you do today, you know? Personally, I didn't cook today. I just ate, and I studied, and I read. And I'm doing my podcast for you guys right now. So basically, yeah, you know, went on TikTok very early in the morning and yeah, just X'd. So I hope you guys had a good day, you know, with whatever you did today. And also, do please check up on your friends. Do remember to check up on your friends, say hello, say hi, you know, just make sure that they're alive and eating well and drinking water. Not just soft drinks, guys. Eating well and actually drinking water. And well, how are you guys feeling? How you doing? How you feel? You guys, I need to work on my part well, please. How you feel? How you doing? You know? What you say? Yeah. To all my Jamaican friends, what you say? But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, how are you doing? How are you feeling? You know, are you happy, sad, irritated, confused, elated, excited? You know, I hope you guys are having good feelings, because for goodness sake, as much as I know exams are coming, okay, as much as I know you want to get in your feels, you want to cry, exams are coming, you're stressed, please do remember that you're a human being. Do remember to rest, and do remember that you need to be happy. Do you understand? Like, as in, happiness is key. Please keep that smile on your face. Please, you know, keep having peaceful thoughts. You know, don't hyperventilate. Don't think too much. Don't stress too much, please. Like, as in, calm down. You know, I hope you're having good, like good vibes, okay? Because we're almost in the summer. We are almost in the summer. Like, literally, how many months is it? Almost in the summer, guys. But anyway, I hope you had a very chill day with lots of fun, lots of rest, and very little stress. Absolutely, yes. I also hope you ate good food and drank a lot of water, because good food is what? Good food is key. And hydration is very much needed. And yeah, good food is good for your system, guys. And hydration is key with water. Thank you very much. As I said, my day was cool. I didn't do much today. I already told you guys what I did, but we're going to go straight into what the podcast is about. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have two friends of mine who have said that they want to be on my podcast. And I said, of course. Oh, yes, you're going to be here. And so, yeah, there are no song recommendations in this episode. I am so sorry. But next week, most definitely, there will be lots of songs for you guys. Lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of songs for you guys. So, yeah, be ready for that. But yeah, most definitely, please do stay, listen, learn, put your feet up, sit back, relax, and understand what we're saying. You know, take some advice from this, and generally have a good time. You know, ladies and gentlemen, have a good time. And the topic today is the economy, ladies and gentlemen, specifically the Nigerian economy, because I am Nigerian, and I will throw in some things about the UK as well in there. So please do beware, do listen, and just sit back, relax, have some popcorn, guys. Get out some popcorn, because it's gonna be long. It's gonna be a long conversation, yeah. And basically, enjoy yourself, please. And thank you for letting me in your ears tonight. Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kusami from the Speaking Live, and you already know it is my podcast today, guys. And it's, as I said, it's a mixture of a friends episode kind of thing. And I hope you guys really do enjoy it. So today I have two friends of mine, two very, very wonderful friends of mine. And I want both of them to introduce themselves. So please, my darling human beings, Rivaldo, would you like to go first? Tell us your name and something little about yourself.
Okay, I'm Rivaldo. I'm from Nigeria. I'm a footballer.
Okay, that's wonderful. Tari, would you like to go next, please?
Hi guys, I'm Tari. I'm Nigerian as well. I'm also a footballer and, you know, a shy guy.
What is with this man being footballer? Guys, ladies, please do not go feral. They are not taking, they're very, very single. I'm doing a bit of advertisement, please. If you want them, please email me. As you always know, the emails are open, guys. If you want to email me about these two men, most definitely please do.
I'm actually not single.
That is very, very new, Harry. We're gonna talk about that. Well, you heard that, guys. I hope you guys heard that. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the topic today is about the economy, specifically about the Nigerian economy, okay? So yes, ladies and gentlemen listening, obviously, you know the economical state of the world right now. There are a lot of things that are going on, in the sense of that the world is basically in a sort of inflation kind of system right now. There are worldwide inflations that are going on, that are spreading out into the world, that are kind of like, as in, it's choking everyone in such a sense that prices are high for things, you know, people can't purchase things. There are too, like I said, there are too many things to buy in consumer choice. In the sense of consumer choice has skyrocketed, you know. So I'm going to be asking my wonderful two friends here, you know, because obviously you guys know I'm the economical development student. So yeah, like as in I'm going to be asking two of my friends here some little questions, and I'll be getting their insight on things as they are in Nigeria while I am not. Do you understand? And we're going to be doing a bit of a comparison. So, so Tari, I would actually like to ask you first. From the time you've been, like as in, aware and I've been doing stuff on your own till like now, what can you say about like as in, the Nigerian economy and money in general?
Obstruction. I can't really hear you.
Okay, I'm gonna say it again. So my question to you is, so, Tari, as I was saying, what can you say about what's it called? What can you say about from the time you've been able to buy stuff, you know, on your own? What can you say about the economy and money, in a sense? What can you say about the Nigerian currency and money from since that time? What have you specifically experienced?
Okay, so personally, I mean, I'm not a man to speak for everyone in Nigeria because I don't think I've really faced the economic crisis because mm-hmm. of my family. And secondly, I know how it is. I'm in Nigeria as well, so I know how the whole thing is. Economic, federal subsidy, floating of Naira, and everything has affected us drastically. But since, in a way, I don't really pay for my stuff. But I do now, because you asked about, like, when I started. So then I wasn't.
Yeah.
Do you get? So I did not really used to know until now, so I'll talk about now. So
yeah.
Personally, I'm not someone that is really shaked about the economy because I feel like as the more it's moving, the more we are living, we are prone to adapt to a lot of stuff in Nigeria.
Very true.
That's what I noticed. So moving on, everything just goes the way it is. If we are broke, we are broke. We are poor, we are poor. Sapa come, sapa go. We just sleep on. Yeah. I mean,
oh,
that's just about it, but well, it is what it is. It's a bad government about it, and we're trying our best to leave on, because I feel like there is no hope for us. Yeah.
Wow, my goodness. He said he feels like there's no hope. Wow. I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that, but I'm gonna about that in a bit. But Rivaldo, what do you have to say to that? Like, from the time you've been like little, you've understood what money was till now, what can you say about, you know, the Nigerian economy and the Nigerian currency?
Okay, the Nigerian economy is really bad. Yeah, but I feel it's not only from the government, it's also from the people.
Of course.
Because they over price something. There has to be something like a price control in Nigeria. I don't, because
most
we don't have it
definitely.
Here.
Most definitely. There are, like as in, there's this thing in economics, what we call price caps. You know, Nigeria doesn't have it. Nigeria has the means to do it, but Nigeria doesn't have it.
Yeah, we definitely need it because people, I feel people are part of the problem also.
Absolutely.
They're talking about the government, but people are also part.
Mm-hmm.
Because the way they like take advantage of everything, if anything goes wrong, they always take advantage of it. And it's really bad because there's no like price cap, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's more likely one man society.
I feel there's hope. Because I strongly disagree with what Tariq said. There's hope if the people are willing to change. But there's hope if people are willing to change and the government. Even if the government are working well, the people also have to change their mindsets.
Absolutely.
Okay, okay. Sorry. I have to come back again. Speaking of the hope, and I mean by there is no hope, I did not actually mean for, I don't mean for people in the country, I mean for the country itself. Because there are people that will still make it. People still have hope. Do you understand? So you have your opinion of saying there is hope. That's for you. That's a personal opinion. Do you understand? The same thing goes to him as well. Me as myself, I have hope, but I just feel for the country itself, there is no hope. So if we are talking about having hope as a country, then we as the government, because the people is the government, would have to work on ourselves, work on our own community values to actually be pushed, like, instead of waiting for the government to do that for us.
Absolutely.
That's what I mean.
But the thing is that the government controls the implementation. So what exactly, you know, what exactly are the people to do? Because as much as, yes, you know, we say speak out, we say talk about it, we say, you know, put reforms into the government, do this, do that. But the thing is that there has to be grassroots, what's called implementation into the system. And the thing is that there is no grassroots implementation into these certain kinds of things that the government is taking decisions on. And it's very, very horrible. So what do you say to that? What do you say to those kind of things now?
Okay, so there are public infrastructures and private infrastructures.
Of course.
They are infrastructure owned by people. Yeah. So when it comes to government infrastructure, sometimes they are being favored. Like, they have specific kind of persons they want to put in place. They have some kind of things. If the government is having to do that, so people that probably can come up with business ideas, bring up business, employ people that would want to, or people that would want to earn money from, I feel like that would help. Having for us as people to help other people instead of waiting for it. Because the government itself has its own, I feel like they have this whole book of, okay, this is what we are going to do when we come in government, when we come in power, this is who we are going to put, this is, you get it? So they don't really care about us. I mean, obviously, how many years now? So we should understand how the government of that, it just happens over and over again. Any new person comes, they do the old things. There's nothing new. But speaking of something new, I'm trying to divert as well. There was a movement by our president, which is
Bola Ahmed Tinubu.
I mean, His Excellency Bola Ahmed Tinubu. Normally, in every government, there is something called subsidy, which they do at every time. So the move of having to drop the fuel subsidy, I feel like it's something that they all do.
Yeah.
But when he made this move of floating naira, which is why we have this economic crisis at the moment.
Yeah.
So when I looked at the idea of him having to float naira, it's more like him trying to say he wants naira to be at the same level as dollar. But since the itself in this country is this bad, for the meantime it is going to affect the country,
of course.
But I feel like with time we are going to, like, now I think some weeks back or a month back, I think our money was equivalent to, like, and dollar was equivalent to like 1,700 naira, and currently it's about 1,090 naira. So there's a bit of change. Or 1,100 naira, at least you notice. So I feel like with time, dollar is, this is kind of superstitious if I have to think about it, but dollar might just be equivalent to $1 if that is what he had in mind, having to float naira. That would be a very good idea. So
it's possible. I understand exactly where you're coming from. Rivaldo, do you have anything to say on that?
I was about to say the same thing.
Okay. Well, I do agree with everything you said, Tari, in some sense. Although, I would like to ask a question in the sense that, you know, grassroots participation, in the sense of what you said about people getting involved, people making jobs and stuff like that. But how do you deal with, you know, like, as in, as much as there is there are easy ways to get into the job industry in Nigeria, I want to ask you, because there are so many red tapes that Nigeria has and people do not know, you know, unless they are into actually looking for jobs or creating jobs. Do you understand? So the job industry in Nigeria, as much as, yes, it might seem, you know, what's called, like, it might seem, how would I say this now? It might seem like a thing that you can venture into, like as an easy access to go into. Yeah. It doesn't exactly have that, that ease of access to venture into, you know? So what do you say to that? Because there are people who want to create jobs and there are people who do want jobs, you know, especially closer to where they are, because there are some people who travel from different parts of Nigeria into Lagos to work in Lagos. Do you understand? So what do you say to those people who have, you know, stuff like that? What do you say to them with the red tape and the whole, you know, influence from the government of pressuring people that you can't do this if you don't have this, you can't do this if you don't have this, like those mountain requirements? What do you say to that?
Firstly, I'm government. Second, it's a very good question. It's actually a very good question. But if I want to look at myself, I don't think I'm in place to answer that question because I don't know. I'm not savvy. But yeah, I get it that it looks easy to get into venture jobs in Nigeria, but at the same time, it's not. Personally, yeah. I'm not trying to work in Nigeria. I'm not trying to work as far as work for someone. It's just family business. Do you understand? And
yeah.
Not just family business. We still have people we employ. We have people that work, random people, it's not people that pay for. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I feel like that could work for people because there's a thing that it wasn't the government of America that built America, that built America.
Yeah.
It was individuals.
Absolutely. You get it?
So what I was talking about, we having to grow Nigeria is the individuals having to, like, maybe you tell me in Nigeria there are a lot of rich people. I'm going to do that. I know it's controversial, but there are a lot of rich people. Assuming you're in a vicinity where they have bad roads, you have access to probably push. If you want to push via the government, you do that to help the vicinity you are in. And the same way you help this side, someone else in another area will do the same thing. Little by little, we'll start developing. Do you understand? Instead of we all having to, we sit down, you build a very fine house in a very nonsense vicinity, and you live inside in your grid. Do you understand?
Yeah. So,
that's what I was saying. As individuals, I'm not talking about the government. Personally, I'm not someone that like talking about the government because too much shit.
Yeah.
So as an individual, I like talking about individuals. So yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
I feel, for me, you know, you can't just build road anywhere. Because most roads are federal roads, which have to be built by the federal government, and we also have state roads.
That's another thing as well. Because the thing is, sorry to cut you short, but I just want to let you know, Tari, that if you try to actually build the road, or even like as in talk to them about building the road, or offer to build it yourself and pay them money, they wouldn't allow you to do that. That's the funny thing.
They wouldn't
allow you to do that. They would actually, like, as in, try to make it seem like a big problem. So,
take money off of you or stuff like that. Some, they feel like you need it for like a political reason or stuff like that. So they don't allow that. They hardly allow, and you need to spend a lot of money, like, to pay off the government to do it.
Okay, but I feel like it's supposed to be in a country's budget to actually do all of that. So if someone comes out to be able to tell them, okay, this is the problem, I'm in so vicinity, and we really need this, we need good network, or we need good, we need proper electricity, we need good road. I mean, since it's someone of that high standard, you could be able to, like, reach out to the government. You know, we as individuals, we are not able to do that. So it's not him having to offer to do it, but him using his influence.
That's fair. That is very, very fair. I also want to talk about we've talked about a lot of things now. I also want to talk about the thing of us as Nigerians, you know, Like, as in, you said moving forward, the people, everyone coming together. What do you think? What do you think about what's this thing now? Protests, you know, given the NSARS protest in 2020, yeah. You know, what do you think about protests as Nigerians? How do you think protests go for us? And how much do you think it actually helps in any sense?
Rivaldo, do you want to go first?
No, you can go first. Go first.
Okay. Firstly, I just noticed for the past years, I think since 2021, after the whole Lekki Toll Gates protest, let me use Gen Z's. We as the Gen Z's, or we as the youths of Nigeria, we have kind of been like a togetherness to probably support each other in everything. It's more like something comes up like to the public that is huge, something not normal. We all can come out, stand up for the person or stand up for whatever is going on. So personally, if it's a peaceful protest, I am in support of it. Because of helps, but at the same time, the government is a strong wall to crack. So most of the times, it's like it goes in this air and busts out of this other air. They don't really get just look, because they know there's nothing we can do other than talking, screaming, raising placards and shit. So that's what I think.
Fair enough. Rivaldo.
Okay, so I'm trying to like get something now. Protest about what?
Like, protest about different things, whether to do with the economy, the government, like, stuff. Yeah.
For me, I don't think it's going to work.
Why do you say so?
Yeah, because most of the youth, like, most people are associated with the government. And after the Lekki Toll Gate stuff, I don't think a lot of people want to come out for, like, a protest, especially if it's about the government. We saw what happened at Lekki Toll Gate. We saw what happened during the Peter Obi presidential campaign and stuff like that. So I feel like the government do what they want. Like, they don't care about the people's opinion. With protests and anything, you can't stop them from doing what they want to do. So I feel protests, like protesting about the economy or stuff, it changed nothing. Because about two or three months ago, the Ibadan people, they were doing a protest about the economy and stuff, but nobody heard about it. Nobody, because
I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, they did a protest about the economy, bad economy and stuff, but people were not together. People were not supporting them because the Ibadan people, they were protesting and other things. Like, okay, mostly, let me say the Igbo people, they were not protesting. They were laughing. They were like, okay, they voted Tinubu, so it's not a business. They were going to survive. And I feel like Nigerians will survive. We just find a way to survive, no matter how hard things are.
Yeah, because the resilience of Nigerians is high.
Trying, like you're saying, government workers. The government workers, do you know how much the minimum wage is? I feel it's about 30 to 35,000 naira. But what's that, 30 or 35,000 naira? Can it, like, it can't get anything. It can't, like, get anything for a month. And they still owe them.
Considering our present economy, true.
Not even the fact, like, that they owe them. The thing is, you know, the minimum wage doesn't increase as much as the inflation increases.
It's meant to be increased.
You know, it's a very disparative subject. Yeah, I do very much agree.
So everything, like, they increase, like, if you, I trust what you did about floating naira and stuff like that. Okay, he floated naira. Prices of stuff, food stock and everything went up. They were saying dollar. Now it's dollar is down to 1,000 and everything is still the same.
Yeah.
Why is nothing going down? Why are the prices of stuff not going down? Instead, it goes up every week. You see people just wake up and, like, say price that it is this. I knew before. Okay, let me talk about what I know. Like, let me say let me talk about Gary. Yeah, Gary. Gary was about 1,009 or so for one bit. No, not even one up to one. It was about 1,006 before the floating of currency something. And it got to 2,000 and later 2,004. But now Naira is down to 1,000 now. And just day before yesterday, or so. I went to everywhere and they were like, Gary is 3,004. I was like, how? Dollar is down. So what? How? How are they doing it?
I mean, we are waiting for the excuse of why it is still up. Since they say it's dollar that is
inflating. The thing is, what has happened is that because of subsequent things that have happened, you know, they've seen an opportunity to take rise to that, you know, and yeah, not only take rise to that, they have also seen an opportunity to gather enough income as well, which is opportunist. Yeah, it's opportunistic. It's good, but in some sense, it's horrible because the people of Nigeria, they can't. What can they buy? Do you understand? What can they buy? Truly and really. And not only just that, it's the fact that, you know, like I said, when the thing now comes down, when Naira now comes down, you know, you now have the fact that the money of things are still going up. This is exactly why I said pay, like as in cuts. Do you understand? Cuts, like as in maximum things for maximum prices for certain goods. Do you understand? But then the thing is,
like a price cap.
Yeah, price cap. But then the thing is that, you know, when you have a price cap for something though, are you going to have a price cap for that certain thing in every single situation? Because you need the fact that there are some people who go through certain lengths to get that thing. Do you understand? Like I said, to produce that certain good. You know. So what exactly do you then do? Because you know, you have to put in your production cost, you have to put in your service cost, you know, and you need to make a profit. Do you understand? So what exactly do you do when you have to put a price cap on certain goods? Do you understand? Do you put it in on that certain good for every single circumstance? Or do you put it on that certain good for certain people? Because that would bring discrimination as well. Do you understand? So no. what do you say to that?
For certain goods, like different goods, like if we're talking about, what should I use? I'm trying to like get something to use. Can you like name anything for me, please?
Like rice.
Okay, like rice now. You go to this place, you go to this shop, you see the price of rice is about, okay, let me just say, like one bag of rice should be about 50,000 in one place. You go to another place, you hear it's 70,000 naira for the same company, and it's not making sense. So they have to put the price tag on each company.
Okay,
fair enough. Okay,
so why? Well, I get what Ingen was trying to say about people having to make up their production and their service, whatever. Sometimes, yeah, the reason why you might go to a certain company or store to get something and is a lower price than some other places, or is higher than some other places, because of the length they put to get that good. Right now, probably I sell stuff and I'm getting it from where others are getting it directly. I will have to sell it as a wholesaler. But what if I'm getting it from the wholesaler? That same good. They have to make the profits they get from buying it from where they got it from. And me too, I have to make that profit like
people,
exactly. So that is the reason why sometimes the price is different.
Okay. That is fair enough. I have two more questions. My second to last question to you guys is what exactly do you think that Nigeria is working towards to now? Like as in, what do you think Nigeria, like as in, from everything you've seen so far, what do you think Nigeria is working towards to?
I feel it's just trying like the Naira something, but I feel they are doing nothing now because I've not seen any major project or so.
Okay. Tari, what would you like to say about that?
I mean, as Rivaldo said, I feel like presently they're actually not working towards anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we would not know yet until we see the work. You get
very so this
true. It's probably like almost a year in government since the new government. So will be expecting some work mid-term.
Absolutely,
yeah. So I'm not really expecting anything now. I'm just
okay.
I still have nothing to say. But I feel it's not only the president. Like we are all talking about the president this, but it's not only the president. What of the governors? The governors have power. They have power to do. They have the power to like do something in the state. Okay, let's look at this governor now. The governor of Abia State. The man is really trying. At Aba. Aba has 24/7 constant lights now. They have constant electricity at Aba. He made a road for them. He built a market. Like he's trying to like build the biggest market in Africa or West Africa or so, with elevators and stops. So it's like trying to create job opportunities for people.
Yeah.
He also tried opening the seaport in Aba. You know they have a seaport here, and the government they declined. So I was hearing something about him trying to take them to court to open the seaport. I don't know why they closed the seaport and like they're trying to make Lagos the center of business or stuff like that. I feel like if they open all seaports in different states, like people can like
go to other states. The thing is about diversifying. The thing is that when you have people concentrated, do you understand? You have a pick of the litter. Do you understand? In a sense, you have a pick of the litter in the best possible place. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if you are to diversify these acts now into different states now, they will not have to start looking. Do you understand? And I don't feel like people want to actually take that time to look and find and, you know, of those kind of things. You get what I mean? So, yeah.
People will definitely do that, because I know people that travel from the east to go to Lagos just to get goods.
Yeah. That is just something that happens.
That's also why prices of things are so expensive, because okay, let me say you want to get something now, you have to go to Lagos, your transportation fee and all like the cost to go to Lagos, get it and come back to your state.
Yeah.
Why it's going to make the thing more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like them opening ports in like different states, it makes it easier for people.
Yeah.
And it's going to also help like the price, like the economy.
Most definitely. And my last question to you is, I want you guys each to name three things that you want to see the whole Nigeria change. Whether it's the government or whatever, I want you guys to name three things that you want to see Nigeria change in. So Rivaldo, would you go first, please?
The educational system.
Mm-hmm.
Because I view the educational system in Nigeria is trash.
Yeah.
The educational system, the electricity, it's so poor.
Absolutely.
And the infrastructure.
Okay. All right. Tari?
I mean, the whole three things you mentioned is like, it's like probably the two biggest problems. Like, because corruption is the biggest problem. Which we cannot present a fight against corruption. So we have to implement rigid constitution we can walk by, constitution where no one is above the law.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So of the because if we have electricity, there will be a lot of business that will run on electricity without having to pay much for fuel and gas and stuff. So that would really help us. Then infrastructures will also help us in development, especially like our state and roads and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what we really want to see.
Yeah, most definitely. And I would agree with all those three and all the others that you mentioned, Terry, and also add with the fact that the change in the mindset of the people. Nigerians, we ourselves, our mindsets have to change, whether we are in the diaspora or in Nigeria, in the country. You know, Nigerians, we have to change and move ourselves, you know. But anyway, yeah. Thank you, Tari and Rivaldo. And do you guys have any other thing to add before, you know, I sign off?
No, I don't have anything to add.
Tari?
I actually don't as well. I was planning on talking about the last topic before this last questions you asked, but since we passed it, let us, you know, let's move.
Don't worry, you'll maybe be on the podcast. You'll be on the podcast again. Don't worry, most definitely. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, everyone listening. Obviously, as you know, this is Nkemlu Mukonjo speaking, and we've had our wonderful guests who have been on the show with us today. And obviously, I would say you guys should always, like, as in, always keep to date with your current affairs, keep to date with your news, guys, because come on now, we're the next generation. Well, which one is next generation? We are the generation of now. Do you understand? And we are supposed on, we're in our 20s, our early 30s, you know, we're moving things forward and we're supposed to be going into government, going into certain practices in life and diversifying our, you know, skills and our education in order to spread wide and, you know, conquer the earth as we should and as our parents have before us, you know. So most definitely, I would say, you know, everybody please keep up to date. Make sure to do your country proud, every country that you're from. And please do make sure to also, you know, put in effort in every single thing you do, because for goodness sake, we have to make the world a better place. The world is going to shambles right now with the you know, with the inflation in every single part of the world. You know, it's not just Nigeria that's going to shambles, it's the UK as well. The UK is, you know, there's so much inflation prices. Like, as in, for goodness sake, you can't buy even sweets anymore for a pound. Sweets are like, as in, £2 something. Do you understand? You can't buy anything less than, like, as in 50p anymore. 50p doesn't even get you anything. So, you know, ladies and gentlemen who are going to be going into power, those of us who have, you know, the drive to move into situations like that, I feel like we should all be getting our books straight. We should all be moving plans forward. We should all be thinking outside of the box, and we should all be connecting with each other in order to, you know, if we can form a conglomerate, that would be wonderful. But if we can't, you know, in order to diversify and think outside of the box so that we can move things together forward as a world. You know, not just as in nation by nation, but as a world. Let us think and understand in order to develop. Because for goodness sake, as much as we would like to, you know, close ourselves off in our little countries, we are still the world. Like, as in, there would always be globalization, whether we like it or not. You know.
Yeah.
So yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you, Rivaldo and Tari, and thank you to everybody who has been listening. Obviously, thank you for letting us in your ears tonight. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of love and lots of hugs. And we hope you enjoyed this episode. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Thank you.
I'm going to end it now, guys.
Aye.
Yeah. I will call you guys on WhatsApp in a bit.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Thank you. thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. As you know, this is Nkemlu Mukonjo, your host and your director, signing out from the Okonjo radio station. I'm curious to know your favorite part of this poem, your favorite part of this short story, your favorite part of this discussion. Tell me what your favorite part was, why it caught your attention, and what you think you have learned from it. Also, if you have any questions, let me know and I will do my best to answer them. I also would love to know what you think about this, and if it has affected you in any way, tell me. You know, I'd love to know the tea, I love to know the gist. Tell me. anyway
Remember, this is a bi-weekly podcast with episodes that air every Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. West African time. Please follow me on Instagram as Saphy_234. That is SAPPHY _234. And Poetry and Podcast. That is Poetry and Podcast, all one word, where I will be posting the poems that I have read. You can also follow me on TikTok at NkemdlimoKonjo. That is NkemdlimoKonjo. Or on Twitter at Nkem09. That is Nkem09. My podcast is also available on Google Podcast, Acast, Audrey, Alexa Flash, AntennaPod, Pcast, Podcast Addict, Spreewell. Spreewell is spelled SpreewellPodcast. Podcast. That's Spreewell Podcast. There is Momento FM. That is Momento.fm. Good Pods, TuneIn. TuneIn is all one word. That is TUNE. Then IN. That's TuneIn, all one word. Snipped. That is spelled SNIPD. Then Podverse. PODVERSE, Podverse, Podcast Go, Podcast App, Podbean, that is PODBEAN, Podbean, Moonbeam, yeah, like the moon beam, yeah, Player FM, that is player.fm, Luminary, LUMINARY, then Clever FM, that is clever.fm, Cast Mix, CASTMIX, then Deezer, DEEZER, yeah, Deezer, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Castbox, Stitcher, iVox, Breaker, Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, and absolutely Patreon, and obviously, where are you listening? Anchor. Please share to your family and friends and tell them to share, and then share wider and wider and wider until you can hear me on everything. Also, give feedback and comment by leaving a voice message through the Anchor app, commenting on Spotify or any other social media platforms. I'm sending lots of hugs, lots of love to those who need it, and lots of joy to those who are expecting it. Yeah. Blessings, love, peace, joy, and absolute favor coming your way. Good evening, good night, peace and love. Thank you for tuning in.